This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to share insights on his recent meeting with US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump will be meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders at the Oval Office in Washington tonight. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump in a social media post asserted that the Ukrainian leader can end the war with Russia if he wants to, while implying that in a settlement of the war, Kyiv will have to give up claims to some areas. President Trump ruled out Ukraine's inclusion in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, citing Russian annexation of Crimean Peninsula in 2014 under the Obama administration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals: respect, sensitivity, and interest to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with Special Representative and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal tomorrow. The issue of special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar disrupted the proceedings of both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today. The proceedings of the Lok Sabha were disrupted twice, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed one adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Shubhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire house for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. Later, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on astronaut Shukla's space sojourn. Amid noisy scenes, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. As the opposition MPs continued with their protest, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life across Maharashtra, with flooding in several areas of Mumbai. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar reviewed the flood-like situation across the state and called for coordinated rescue and relief efforts. Meanwhile, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a holiday tomorrow for all government, private and municipal schools and colleges in the city in view of the red alert for extremely heavy rainfall. On to sports now. In shooting, India won 2 gold and 3 silver medals on day 1 of the 16th Asian Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Clinching a gold in the 10-meter air pistol men's youth event, 17-year-old Girish Gupta shot 241.3 in the final to finish ahead of compatriot Dev Pratap. Earlier today, Kapil Bensla from Haryana won India's first gold of the event, scoring 243 in the 10-meter air pistol men's junior final. He beat Uzbekistan's Ilkombek Obidjanov, who finished second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.